there's no doubt that Congress can tackle both, because both are important. We have to get comprehensive immigration reform. The system's broken. It's been too long since we reformed the system, and we're starting to see a bipartisan consensus build around this.
The president talking about immigration and guns. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up this hour, we'll talk about both of those, starting with another crazy incident coming off of the standoff in Alabama with the gunman who took the kid from the bus. Turns out it was a wacky deal over a strip of dirt road. Makes no sense, no matter how you slice it. Bus driver dies. This happens in Alabama, like I mentioned. We move over to Arizona, and you have a gunman who walks into a law firm who is armed and apparently dangerous because he's there for some sort of mediation. And instead, when he goes in, he shoots and kills one person, wounds two others. A 70-year-old man is the suspect that they're looking for. The man who died after the morning shooting was a 48-year-old partner, and this Steve Singer, his name was. And then there's another guy who's listed in critical condition. There's also a 32-year-old woman. Bottom line is, here we go again with our so-called safe havens. Go to work, go to church, go to school. Go to the mall. You're not thinking that, hey, somebody's not right today. They're going to come in and shatter our world. In this case, there's going to be more to this story. He decided to take out his frustration. That's what it looks like to me on the people in this law firm. So there was reaction to it. People heard gunshots, and then they saw two bodies. And here's what some witnesses said.
I just heard gunshots. The people in the front of the office started running to the back, and we all hid in an IT closet.
I walked out to see what was going on, and there were two bodies laying on the ground right outside the rear doors of the building. People started running into the office and saying that someone was shot. Wow. And so everybody kind of hid in the closet. I picked up the phone and called 911.
Wow. And at about 12:30, when it happened, when he went to the building, got into an argument with somebody, some kind of conflict that escalated where he drew the gun, shot the three people, and you heard the description of everybody running and finding a place to get to find cover, frankly. While this happened, it was the same day that the hearings on legislation to look at gun violence were happening in Washington, with former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords testifying for stricter gun controls, and the head of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, testifying for the opposite, saying that criminals are going to get guns no matter what, adding new laws on top of laws that aren't enforced, like the background checks, would be a big mistake and doesn't do anything to deter what's happening, especially in schools. He pushed for armed guards and said, why not get an armed guard? That's how you can put a blanket over it right now. Bottom line is, folks, unfortunately, you can't completely 100% guarantee safety. So this is why I think there's going to be even more of a push in another direction for more concealed and carry, just to have that across the board, get people registered, do the permitting thing. It's already what's happening in some states like Texas, which is a gun-friendly state. But will they ever embrace that kind of stuff in New York? I don't know. It may just come down to the states, because federally there may be a few things tweaked, but I don't see any big, massive change happening. Although, kicking and screaming, they're really pushing for another what they call assault weapons ban, and you've heard obviously all about that. But how frightening would it be to go to work and to have someone scream, we have a shooter, scream it out loud, and then you got two people on the ground outside the back of the building. Oh, man. And in that same complex, they had some healthcare people who had offices, and they ran out to try to help. And, you know, for all of us who know what guns sound like, it's just two popping sounds is what they heard. But it's a pop. You hear this pop when you're further away. The closer you are, it might sound a little bit different. But I think all of you know what that's like. I don't have to describe the gun sounds. But for other people, that's what it sounded like in that complex. And it was a there were medical people in there, insurance people, and law offices too were in there as well. What's interesting is that you had people that said that they go to the gun range all the time. They just didn't happen to have a gun with them in that building, and would that have made any kind of a difference? So people waited, tried to hide out. Police came, took somebody out in the stretcher, and then they're trying to piece this whole thing together. And it coincidentally happened at the same time that the testimony was going on in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, further away from Arizona, boy, you want to talk about tragedy. The pictures of this storm are unbelievable. In the Midwest and the South, especially in Georgia, you had tornadoes that were popping up in those areas, and you had tornado watches from Ohio to the Gulf, basically, and these storms were deadly. I can't believe more people weren't killed, thank goodness. But cars were flipping around like they were matchbox cars and you were simulating some kind of a disaster. The wrecks that I saw from it were incredible. The flipped cars and the smashed out houses and businesses. So two people died as a result of tornadoes in Atlanta. The footage that I saw from an Atlanta station, a television station must have shot it, was an incredible funnel cloud just beating a path down to a place called Adairsville, where that storm went right through downtown, and the winds were so high, just peeling windows and roofs and anything in its way, including a big manufacturing plant just right outside of the city. So in trees, there was insulation, power poles. A bank missed a big chunk of its roof. One of the guys who died was a 51-year-old guy who was killed when the tree crashed through the roof of his place. Nine other people had to be hospitalized because they had some minor injuries from that. And, it was a very crazy sight to see right down the middle of the road all of this garbage, debris in the middle of it, and it was just anything you could possibly think of that got in the way. 75 had roofs and cars, and it was closed because so many cars were tossed along that highway in certain areas. Bathtubs, tables, anything you can think of, lights, lamps, pictures. It's like the sky is falling, and that's what happens when we see these funnel clouds, and they really got hit in Georgia pretty badly. Not just there, I mentioned some of the other areas, too, where tornado clouds showed up, and it depends on how wide the path is and how many miles an hour. We're talking about 115 miles an hour. Woo, pretty big stuff there. There was a distribution center for the Tennessean newspaper that had massive damage to it. So what happens is people go in and they bag newspapers, and then they go and deliver them. And when they went to go get the bags and do the paper thing, they say the metal frame of the building was still standing, but the cinder brick walls just completely crumbled, and the papers and plastic bags were all over the trees. It's a good thing that it happened when the people weren't in that building. Stay with us, some odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 30th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.6540. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.0687, $853.43 for a half ounce, or $426.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.0687, $853.43, and $426.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
I love you, baby.
And ends like appetizers here on America Tonight. The conversation about guns in school has been hot and heavy. Arming teachers, getting, as Wayne LaPierre from the NRA said, an armed guard in the schools. In South Dakota, the House there passed a bill that allows school districts to arm teachers if they want to do that. So it was approved, and it's with more support. It would, they think, make would-be attackers or mass shooters think twice about entering into a school building. Nicole Hockley was one of the mothers of one of the children, unfortunately, among the 20 in Newtown, Connecticut, killed by 20-year-old Adam Lanza when he got into Sandy Hook Elementary and killed all those kids in the six teachers and administrators in Connecticut. They're talking about what to do with guns in that state. They already have some of the strictest gun laws on the books. And at a public hearing the other day, here's what she had to say about guns.
He describes December 14th as the day hell came to my school. We all recognize December 14th. As the day hell came to Newtown. I'm not here to remind you of our sorrow. I'm not here to proselytize about legislation. You are our elected officials, and it is your duty to create and enforce the laws that protect and help us. I think of a gun similar to a high-performance sports car. In the hands of an expert, it is safe, perhaps even thrilling. In the hands of a person with mental imbalances, emotional immaturity, or recklessness, it is a death machine. Make a promise to honor the lives lost at Sandy Hook and elsewhere in America by turning this tragedy into the moment of transformation that benefits us all.
Her son Dylan, as I mentioned, was one of the kids, just 6 years old, that was unfortunately killed by Lanza. And you heard her testimony there. Most of the parents carrying pictures of their kids with them. They've been talking openly about a few different things, including trying to decide what to do with Sandy Hook Elementary. In this case, this was strictly on the guns and what kind of laws, if they were going to tweak any laws or, you know, whatnot. So what I say to the people that are doing this is a big bravo, because that has to be very hard to have these families who must be like wounded hearts walking around, being able to even have those kind of discussions in public when it's been just a little bit over a month. So good for them for doing that. All right, this segment is, like I said, called Odds and Ends, which means that gives us permission to give you some morsels of a couple of different things. Certainly this isn't the last that we're going to hear about emotional conversation when it comes to what we need to do in the future to protect our children and to protect ourselves in areas where we shouldn't even be thinking about that. But let's move on to something else, and it includes this wild story. I woke up and I happened to read a text about this, the fact that the Chinese have hacked computers. Yes, indeed, they own our debts, and now they're hacking away. What the New York Times is saying is that the hackers broke into their computers, and they thought it was pretty scary based on how tight they thought their security was. The hackers got the company passwords of every Times employee. No customer information was stolen. The attack started during a controversial investigation in China. And the Chinese are saying, oh, no, that's groundless. What are you talking about? That's groundless. So how about that? One of our biggest papers getting cyber assaulted over the past 4 months. I mean, crazy. And the Times say, in talking about the allegations, that the Chinese foreign minister, the specific quote was, all such alleged attacks are groundless, irresponsible accusations lacking solid proof or reliable research results. Well, the newspaper, in investigating it, they have digital evidence of the hackers and the methods that consultants say have been associated with the Chinese military in the past. Isn't that interesting? And maybe they're protesting just a little bit too much. How about that? The Chinese military maybe hacking into the Times? Seems pretty strange, doesn't it? Yeah. So you just never know. If the Times doesn't have good security and they're getting all the passwords of everybody else in there, that's crazy. It just goes to show you they should know better. You got to flip those passwords. What do they tell you? Flip the passwords again and again and again and again. Moving on to something else, from storms to testimony to hackers, we got to throw something a little bit fun in here, I would think, right? We didn't really lighten the load too much, but this is a pretty good one. We know the Super Bowl is going on and all the action is in New Orleans. You'll probably be hanging out somewhere, or maybe in your own abode, kicking back, watching the game, make seven-layer dip or something else. I don't know. What else do you eat at a Super Bowl party? Wings are always big, or maybe just do the grilling out thing with chicken and veggies and hamburgers, a little bit of the bad, a little bit of the good. But how about the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars? How did he get to the Super Bowl? Well, he has plenty of cash, and he has a yacht. Oh, the yacht is unbelievable. And, you know, I like boats, but I didn't realize how much I like boats until I saw his boat. The boat is called the yacht. It's called Kismet, and it's docked along the riverfront all week long. The guy who owns the Jags is Shahid Khan, and it's about 220 feet long, say it's for sale, and if you have $112 million, you could own this baby. Own it. Or you can lease it. You know how much it costs to lease for a week? Oh, just $600,000. Yep, $600,000 to lease the owner of the Jag's boat. It's pretty sweet, though. You could fish off that thing in a second and cruise around wherever. It's huge. The front of it is so big. One last one, kind of on the funny side. How about a bank and a wrong deposit? There's a guy who's going to get $1,400 back. Oh, why do I never get money back from the bank? They always ask me for 50 forms of ID, and I never seem to get any extra funds back. Oh, they counted the cash wrong. And this comes out of the Massachusetts area. What happened was he got $1,400 back from the bank after there was a big counterfeit mistake. How did that happen? Were they giving him counterfeit dough when he went in? What happened was Carlos Rivas took his paycheck last Saturday, cashed it, walked away with the money, about $1,800. And 45 minutes later, he took the money to a bank where when he went to go put it in, they looked at the money and they told him that they held the money up. You know how that happens? Does that happen to you? They hold the money up and look for the marks. So they held the money up and they told him 14 of the $100 bills he gave them were counterfeit. So they confiscated the bills. And every single time he had gone to deposit, he never had a problem except for this time. So he didn't have money. He couldn't pay his bills. And he went, caught up the local television station, told them his sob story. They did a story on it. And guess what? The bank investigated and showed that, in fact, the legal tender, the money, was not counterfeit. The cash was cleared by the Secret Service as authentic, and now they're returning the $1,400 to him. Oh, that's nice. What a mistake. Turns out the young bank teller made a mistake, and that the cash turned out to be older money that they hadn't seen in a while. Oh, that would be so upsetting. I just want my money. Give me my money. Yeah, it's counterfeit. He got it back in the end. I guess that's the good news. So when you have a problem like that, what do? Call the local TV station. They're looking for controversy. It may work out in your favor. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For the blue coin, won't you bring back my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. Turn to dead black gold. Silver magic.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How often do we say on this show, one of the biggest problems we have in this country is burying our heads in the sand and not paying attention to our own financial matters? This is all, so many of us are upset about what's going on in Washington. Imagine if you started early. We did this one time where we talked about how many people had classes or learned when they were a kid how to save money, what it meant, what percentages were, what was coming out as far as a bank account, that kind of stuff. Well, wait till you meet our next guest. Ross Amelie's in the wings right now. He's the CEO and co-founder of something called BreadVault.com. And I hope this thing really, really explodes so that you can have an interactive experience for some of those younger kids that we said a lot of us never got, so they can avoid some of the mistakes some of us have made when it comes to financial lessons. And perhaps they don't have to live with the fear of debt hanging over their head and living paycheck to paycheck. Ross, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So tell me the genesis, or what was the impetus for starting BreadVault.com?
Well, it was a couple things. First of all, I'm a financial advisor by trade, so I meet with several families who are looking for solutions for their kids, and there's nothing taught in the schools that's really worthy to mention. A lot of the lesson plans that are running through the schools right now are still paper-based, and as we know, these kids are living on iPads and iPhones. So they were looking for solutions, and then for myself in my own household, I was looking for a better solution with my kids. And I just had a general discussion with my father-in-law, who happens to be a software developer, and we blueprinted this idea and decided that we're going to take this financial literacy platform to the devices that are relevant to our kids.
So when you start off and you come up with a blueprint and figure out what you need, what's the first thing you think that has to be part of this that you when you started to pull it together?
Well, it's the boring words of delayed gratification. We have to build it around that concept, but not make it boring. So it's got to be cool and effective for kids. And by building on those devices, we accomplish part of that, but then it has to be something that draws their interest back to it. So it's not just a one-and-done app or a one-and-done website for the family. It's got to be something that is interesting enough, has enough tools on it that kids enjoy to keep coming back to it. And subliminally, we hope that they learn the lessons of financial literacy while just applying the app to their daily lives.
Yeah. So what do they learn about debit cards? What do they learn about cash, that kind of stuff? What do you tell them about that?
Well, some of the communication around the site itself is more educational. And we believe that, you know, there's a lot of gurus out there that tell you not to get too heavily involved with debit cards and to keep cash in envelopes. And when you run out of cash in that envelope, just stop using it, you know, for the month. But that, you know, it looks good on paper, but in application, that's a risky process, first of all, because if you're carrying around wads of dollar bills, not only is it unsafe, but when you spend dollars and you don't track them and write things down, that's how people get into trouble with their budget. So we tell people, you know, make sure your money is electronic. On Bread Vault, they can actually track their money virtually. So we know where every penny is spent on behalf of these kids regarding their allowance money, their babysitting money, their chore income money. We know where all the money is flowing. And we use three channels for that money flow. So the kids can save up for things they want to purchase for the short term, but they can also invest in mom and dad's account in stocks for the long-term needs like college or first car. And then they can also learn how to be charitable with their money by donating to some of their favorite charities around them.
So when you talk about showing where the money goes, teaching kids budgets then, correct?
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. And kids have a pretty good idea of how money works at about age 7. So we try to reach them at about age 7, introduce the product to them. Hopefully parents are spending time on the product themselves so that they can feel comfortable integrating it into the household daily operation. And kids really enjoy the environment because on our product, they can also search for things that they want to purchase through over 18,000 retailers. And that's one of the fun benefits of budgeting is you can do some online shopping without actually pulling the trigger until you actually have enough money in the account.
Yeah. You put forth a whole bunch of resolutions. It is like a revolution, but a whole bunch of resolutions that I thought were really great. And one of them is so key. I see this all the time, the whole impulse buying thing. You have a resolution that says self-impose a 24-hour major purchase decision rule. What is it about us as Americans? And you know you're in this financial game that we can't help ourselves. We want it. We want instant gratification. And that's a no-no, isn't it?
Yeah. And it seems so simple in concept, but in application, it's really tough to adhere to. So I'll give you the example of my family. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and she knows that every time we go to Target or Walmart, that no longer can she come up to me and say, Dad, can I have this? It's, Dad, can I save this in my Bread Vault account? So what we have on our technology is a way for her to take a picture of the UPC code while she's at the store, and it fills right into her savings goal sheet on Bread Vault, and now she starts to save for that item instead of making me purchase it on the spot, which I'm not apt to do. So it avoids that confrontation in the store. It avoids the pouting 45 minutes later, and it's just a great tool for kids to understand that you can't make impulse purchases because that's how you get in trouble with your money.
Another thing that you say is every time you get a credit card app in the mail, tear it up. Why tear it up?
Well, the truth is that if you really want a credit card, you can actually vet all the credit card providers through the web, and you can find the card that perfectly fits your needs. So the fact that they're soliciting you must mean that you're on a list somewhere, and it's really not catered to your needs. So if you really need that credit card, and I do suggest that every family carries one, and they make some purchases now and then, but pay it off every month. But go find that card. Go find that perfect card with no annual fee. Go find that lowest interest rate out there. Don't just take the card that shows up in the mail with the 19.9% interest.
Great advice. As somebody who gets applications all the time, it seems, I think it's good. You got to be careful about that, too, because it's easy to get duped into things if you have to really read the fine print. There's a reason why there's a sensational headline and then everything else is tiny, and there's pages and pages and pages of the stuff. Another thing that you say, besides obviously you're showing where the money goes and all that kind of stuff is, and I thought this was great, you say never buy what you can share or borrow for free. That used to be what people would do. That was a normal thing. But for some reason now, why is it that people are so hesitant to ask their neighbor to borrow something they're going to use once?
Well, some of that's social, I guess. Some of us don't even know our neighbors, but those of us who do, I think there is a keeping up with the Joneses attitude out there still that exists. In my household, I usually give the example, we get a lot of snow here in North Dakota. In fact, we had a foot here in the last week, and I have 6 shovels in my house or in my garage, and I only have 4 people living at my house. So I don't know why I need 6 shovels. I might need 2, and if it's a really snowy day, I'll go ask my neighbor to borrow his snowblower, and he'd be more than happy to lend it to me, but we don't take that step. So it's a bunch of things. It's babysitting. It's carpooling. It's all types of things that can save the average household some money just by getting a little smarter and pooling our resources and pooling our assets.
Yeah. One of the things that you talk about, and for this whole online interactive experience for young people starting at age 8, and you talked about that when kids are aware of money and what it means and that kind of stuff, besides saving for the things you want and budgeting, we talked about that obviously, you also say invest for your future, and that's putting things aside, you mentioned that briefly, for things you really want, right?
Yeah, so my daughter's already talking about iPad devices, but she's already talking about a car, and she's only 10. She wants to start saving for her first car, and I'm all for it, but with rates where they're at in the bank, I'm trying to teach her that there's other investments, there's other tools out there that have a little bit more risk, but she could get more reward out of those tools. And one of the concepts we show on our app is stocks, and we put out kid-friendly versions of stocks that they can look at, like Disney, Target, Campbell Soup. They can learn about stocks on our app, and then if they decide that they want to save for that future purchase, they can actually buy stocks in mom and dad's account. And then once mom and dad decide that they've made enough money to make a down payment on a car, they can pull that money out and put the down payment for the child. So it's basically the child using their money to invest for some longer-term needs without just having the parent dole it out.
Yeah. Great idea. Love the concept. Hope a lot of people will use it. What's the reaction so far with people you've been talking to and whatnot?
Everywhere we go, it's been great. And the one common theme that we get in every presentation from adults is there a version coming for adults? And actually, we are kind of building a framework more for family use. It's primarily a kid's tool right now. But we've had so much demand from adults who need a better system that we've got some cool stuff rolling out here in the next 6 months.
All right, awesome. We'll have you back on. Ross, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the time.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Ross.
Thanks, Kate. Bye-bye.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh. Ooh. And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey,
the criminals won't go to purchase the guns because there'll be a background check. We'll stop them from the original purchase. You missed that point completely. I think it's basic.
Senator, I think you missed it.
Let there be order.
All right, some of that heated debate in D.C. Wayne LaPierre talking about criminals, guns, background checks, mixing it all up. In the end, are we going to see anything change in the culture? And what are we to do? How do we keep the people who want to open fire from doing so? You know, if I had the answer to that question, boy, I wish I did. Because there is no 100%, sadly. I would be so heartsick if I had been a parent and put yourself in their shoes of one of those innocent kids in Newtown, Connecticut, or one of the people in the theater in Aurora, Colorado, or had a kid at Virginia Tech. I can only imagine the lump that still must sit in their throat, because I don't care how much counseling you get, and I know I'm going to get letters from psychologists and psychiatrists every time I say it. You cannot close that circle. It is so difficult You cannot tell me that there's a way to try to survive, and you have to sometimes for other family members and kids, but it must just be the worst burden that you can possibly ever imagine. And for my money, I'm eye for eye, tooth for tooth, so be it. If somebody does that, like James Holmes, at least in his case, he didn't kill himself. They have him. They're trying him. There's something about being able to confront him in court. And many of the victims' families do that. They go, they watch, they see, they say something. This is what you've done to our life. And I think that's great to let them to be able to talk to the person who altered their life and took their young child or took their spouse or took their daughter, their son, you know, whatever the connection might be. But there's no 100%, and that's what the NRA guy is pretty much saying. You know, hey, listen, my solution, get an armed guard in every school. That's the immediate first thing you can do to protect the school. That's the first thing you can do. That's why that Florida mother said, you know what, I'm going to pony up the money for this because I'm not going to worry about it. Even though I feel really safe and I think it's a one in a million chance, I'm not taking the chance. I'm going to pay the money until we come up with something different. Well, this Jamie Lee Dykes, I want to explain the rest of the story, flush it out for you. He's the guy that stopped the bus and took the six-year-old kid off the bus at gunpoint on Tuesday afternoon in Midland City, Alabama. The bus driver was shot and killed. The school is saying he's the hero, though, because he saved 21 other children that were on that bus. Apparently, this has to do with an argument over a dirt road that separated some properties. And sadly, the six-year-old boy is the one that's now suffering and in a bunker as a result of that. And it gets worse because he suffers from Asperger's syndrome and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So it's got to be in a confined space like that. It has to be incredibly difficult. And they've been putting things down into the bunker for him to occupy him, whatever, coloring books, crowns, medication, that kind of stuff, because you would need medication from it. So this guy Dykes, this nut, was digging on the property, and that apparently is that whole bunker thing, and that was the hole that was being dug was supposed to be a storm shelter, and now, you know, look what it is. He was doing it for, they say, every other night between 2 and 3 a.m. for a year and a half. And lo and behold, unfortunately, that's what happens. And the, you know, this guy, the motivations of him and the emotions for the people around him, around the situation, must be absolutely incredible. All right, on this show, a lot of times, you know how we roll, we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. We open up talking about the politics of guns and testimony, whether it's the people from Newtown, Connecticut, whose children were killed, or whether we're talking about Gabby Giffords saying we got to do something, or whether we're talking about Wayne LaPierre saying, hey, listen, gun owners aren't the problems, whatever it is. I think we're going to see a lot of it. As I said, 2013 is it is the year of the gun. Either keeping the guns or taking the guns. That's it. As I said before, there's no gray area here. You cannot be on the fence, or like Humpty Dumpty, you're going to fall over and they're not putting you back together again. I mean, there's no way you can hedge your bets on this. And this is what the politicians will find. As much as they like to run around, talk circles and spin, they're not going to be able to spin on this because it's going to come down to yay or nay as more of the possible legislation gets pushed forward. There's no way out of this. There's not going to be gridlock because it's going to be you're either in or you're out. Much like immigration, if they're really serious about this immigration reform, here we go again, laws that weren't enforced, but okay. So now we have this bipartisan immigration plan. How many of you listening to me believe in fairy tales? How many of you think that there is going to be a road to amnesty? That what the road is going to look like is a toll road. So people that have been here are going to have to come up with back taxes. Uh-huh. Good luck with that. Where are you going to come say, well, let me see, I've been living here a year, and here's my back taxes. But seriously, come up with back taxes. The other thing that was going to be part of this, in some cases they're saying, well, you have to be able to speak English. You can certainly speak Spanish or another language, but you have to be able to speak English. So now we're outlining and looking at these possible immigration bill. So is there really a willingness to compromise, and what is the compromise toward getting permanent residency and coming out of the shadows in the United States? The 15 million maybe or so, they say 11 million, but I got to think it's higher than that. How are you going to make this a reality? The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, is not really saying much. He's doing the two-step fast. He's all over the floor. He's not committing to anything. He's just saying he wants to see the senator's plan. And there are a few other key members of the House who feel like he does. So when you legalize people who are in the country illegally, what does that cost us? What does that cost taxpayers? What does that do with jobs? And, ultimately, by granting amnesty, are we compounding the problem? Are we encouraging more illegal immigration? Or, no, that's stupid. We're just trying to figure out a way to smooth out the rough edges. And what about all those people, by the way, who waited in line and are still waiting in line because they want to be a citizen of the United States? And they're not cutting. They're not coming across. They're waiting. They're saving their pennies, getting a lawyer, going through the system, trying to make it happen, all that kind of stuff. You know, and maybe that's a naive way to look at things. But I think, and knowing people in that position, I think it has to be kind of infuriating to them. There's no road to amnesty there. So the Senate's got a framework going. The House plan's going to include a path to citizenship. Details are being worked out. And what's the plan going to look like? We know it's going to have to have something as far as punishment with specifically with taxes. But how are the steps going to be worked out, and how many people are going to be able to get out of the so-called shadows, come forward and claim they want to be a legal citizen of the United States? All right, coming up next on America Tonight, how about an app to teach your kids about budgets? What a novel concept. Since our government can't get it right, how about teaching kids when they're 8 years old, 9, 10, how to have a budget, how to plug in numbers, how to know where the money is, how to figure out when you want to get something, how to cool off, have a little waiting period so you don't go hog wild on something. Wait till you hear the man we have next, Ross Amelie, who's got a cool, cool app that can help a lot of people.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.